previously on Grace in Space.
Believe in yourself. You have the right to be a part of this generation. And check this, you were born in the generation where information is the thing now. You're born in a generation where information is being shared in and out. And if you do not open and you just consume, I think you'll end up blowing up. You need to have an outlet.
Yo, what's up everybody? My name is Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O, and today is Monday. This is episode number 018. The show is Grace in Space, and welcome back. I know you've loved all the other episodes, and I'm so grateful that you have been a part of this journey. For everyone who's listened to every single episode, I don't know what I can give you. The consistency, the love, the support. This is so much more. Thank you so very much for being a part of Grace in Space. And this is a place where we grow, absolutely. And this is a place where I share my journey as well and everything that I learn throughout the day. Yes? So yesterday we were traveling and it was Sunday. So I'm recording this in the morning. I'm recording this Monday morning, but you're listening to this Monday in the afternoon or some other day afterwards. So yesterday we traveled back to the city from Kericho. Kericho is the county where I rep. You remember? It's actually county number 35. Did I get it? Yeah, county number 27 was in Gishu. So county number 35 is Kericho. And Nairobi is county number 47. I'm learning. We are progressing. We are moving somewhere. So I remember last time we had a long episode on Saturday about being vulnerable about school and how it was. And I shared this journey with you so that you can see that I struggle too. And not only in school, but in other areas too. Like, I woke up this morning and I was struggling to get out of bed. But I was like, hey, Kev, wake up. It's a beautiful day ahead of you. So it's just, I was just like telling myself, get up, it's beautiful. And right now I'm up and I can tell you for sure it's beautiful. The fact that you're listening to this episode is beautiful. Of course my friends are not struggling, you know, they're trying to push an assignment which was given and they're doing absolutely great. An update on school. I'm looking for a way to plan myself so that I can catch up. You see, what's happened is we have two semesters and we haven't done exams. So the first semester ended and then the next one started without any exams. So it's a wide area to cover. So I'm looking for a way to try and catch up, and if I can be able to, that would be amazing. So depending with how it will be, if it will be too much for me, I will see if I'll need a break and then just finish one and then after some time just try the other. Let me not stress myself too much as well. We only live once, so yeah, I want to be in a place where I can be healthy as well, so that I don't be pressuring myself too much. Yeah, just as well. So that's me. And today our conversation continues. We left it on Friday. Yes, and we left it at you could be the change that you need. I could be the change that I need. I could be the change that society needs, but you know, it starts at home. So charity begins at home. So it starts from within, it starts from my heart, it starts from me choosing to do the right thing, it starts from me choosing to be right in everything. So this conversation continues today, and I love for us to listen in to the, I think this should be the last part of it. And then tomorrow we are having an episode on the important things, the urgent things, and how that has been in my life. So to the point where now I feel like I'm struggling with school and everything and I can't even catch up. So let's get into the conversation already. My name is Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-N-O. This show is Grace in Space. Let's go. One last thing, please remember to share this episode because it helps us to grow. Thank you very much. You are so amazing. Let's get on the show.
You may not change me, but I think you being able to voice out 1, 2, 3, and let me talk about something slightly. This just came to mind right now. When I had this vision of having a podcast, at the beginning it really didn't look like much. I didn't even think that I was going to be talking about the things that I'm talking about right now, because at the beginning I thought I was just going to be talking on faith matters and just, you know, seeing repentance. I'm not saying I'm not going to talk about those, but they're still part of the conversation, which will come in later, God willing. And I pray that they come out in a great way where we can both engage. But at the start of this podcast, I really didn't have a vision of it. But the more you talk about it, the more your vision gets sharpened. Like, right now, I'm encouraging myself a lot to talk about what I have, what I vision. And not only talking to anyone, but the people that I trust. Especially those closest ones to me. Like, when you talk about something, even your mind, your thoughts follow suit. Most of the time, our feelings come after what we say. Check this. If you say something evil or something bad, you're probably going to feel bad afterwards. But if you say something both positive, no matter how the circumstance is, you will end up being in a positive mood no matter how bad things are. You can bring, like we started this podcast when we were talking about hope. Sorry. When we were talking about hope, joy, encouraging, rebuking, etc. Like, your speech is very valuable, by the way. Your voice is very valuable. It's just not something that doesn't have value. No, it does have value. So much value. So much value. I want to say forget the politician. Your voice is the one important one. The one society is looking at. It's you. And who do you think society is? It's you. When you're transformed as an individual, you help to transform others. Let me go back to talking about, this is such an interesting conversation. I wish I had someone to talk to right here. Oh God, please help me. Jesus, bring someone who we can engage. And not only that, please, I'm praying as well. I'm praying this as well. Currently, I'm looking for a microphone. The microphone I'm using is very great, but I want another microphone so that when someone else is on the show, we can have the quality of sound being on point. Yes. And if you know someone who's selling a microphone, a shop, or you have a microphone which you're selling, please contact me. Just contact me on Instagram. Write me on Instagram. I'm really looking for a microphone. And the specifications, I need a microphone which doesn't have a, you know, the jack. No, I want the one which uses USB. Do you get the picture? The one which you insert via USB. You don't insert via jack. The one for a jack pin is good, but it doesn't work on my computer. I had one like that. It's called an lapel or something. Yeah, but it doesn't work so well. So currently I'm looking for a microphone. If you are selling one, or if you know someone who's selling one, please, 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 I'm asking, please, please, please. Yeah, I need that so that we can have you in show. Or if you have a microphone, please come on show with it. Yeah, so let's get back. Oh yeah, I was talking about the vision of, like, talking about something helps you envision it better, or makes the picture of what you are doing better. And when you talk about something, you help other people as well to give their contribution about what you are talking about. Check this. Like, when I talked about the vision of a podcast with my friend yesterday, I made a mention of it in the podcast which you are listening to. Oh, yesterday's podcast. Yeah. Are you enjoying this free podcast? Do you want to advertise through this platform? Send me a mail at kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. That is kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. Now back to our show. I made a mention that I talked with him, and by the way, if you haven't listened to episode number 14, please go back. I talked with him, and as I was telling him about the vision I had, he told me, you know, I was looking for a new place to move. Then the thing which she told me was, look for a place where it's soundproofed. I was like, I've never thought about that. The other person I was talking to about a podcast as well, what did they end up contributing? They might not have contributed anything. I remember I have a friend, his name is Dennis. Shout out, Dino. Thank you so very much for being my Spotify fan. Actually, shout out, Dennis Owari, shout out. So, there was this time I was talking with him about the vision of this podcast, and I was just voicing it, like what we are talking about today. And I told him, I have this dream for a podcast. I want to be in a show where there are lights, there are cameras. I want this show to be live. Hope you get the meaning of life, so that you just don't be hearing my voice and not seeing the person behind the voice. yes, we just introduced topic. So while we were speaking, as I was just narrating and just giving a story about the podcast, what I think it is, what I think it's going, like, I saw my vision getting more refined, because I had never thought of having, like, a room to shoot, putting it on YouTube, etc. But through speaking, it kind of helped me. And, like, there was this time I was asked by my, I don't want to say colleagues, but, okay, they're big people, they're older than me. So I don't know if I have the right to call them colleagues. Okay, we serve together. Am I right to call them colleagues? They're way older, they're like my mom's age. I kiss you, Joey. Help me with this. Let me just call them with respect. I don't want to call, okay, elders, fellow people whom we serve together. So they asked me, hiya Kev, you have this podcast, what's a podcast? I was like, a podcast is like a radio show where I record, I edit, then I upload. Yeah, so they're like, perfect. And why a podcast? Oh, that question took me a second. I was like, why a podcast? And I was like, it's because I sit in conversations with you, you guys, they're of course older than me, and you really have rich conversations, and there's a gap between the older guys and the younger guys, and bridging that gap, there has to be someone in between. For sure, I sit in these conversations where we have people who are way older than me, who... And I'm not saying I'm the only one, no. I'm just, there are people who don't get these chances to sit with people, talk about life, and especially be in a place where these people are very open about what they're experiencing, how they're experiencing it, expressing their story. They're not afraid to show their scars. You see, when you have a parent, they may not tell you everything, but when you are with the people whom you serve with, they could be parents as well, but the way you relate in terms of service, like, it's not higher level than your lower level. That's why I was like, do I call them colleagues? Because they're very, very friendly with me, they are very engaging, and not only them, I have way many people, and probably you'll hear them on the show. So when they asked me, so Kevin, what about this podcast? What's the vision? And when I told them that, it's because I sit in conversations with them, and now there's this gap, and I was like filling it, and I was like, wow, I've never thought actually of that. And I think that's why your voice is really important. Like, using your voice, the vision that you have comes alive, or even it amazes you, the things that, I think it's sometimes it's just God speaking through your mouth. Yeah, I really love conversations. There's not one time I'll sit with you and just be quiet, unless we're in a bus and you see people in the bus not in your conversations. I don't know. There's this one time. Okay, let me just tell you a story about the bus. Yo, you want to hear the story of the bus? Well, tune in next time on episode number 19. There's so much more. This conversation continues, and this is the only time that we had for today. So thank you so very much for being part of the show. Remember, the show is Grace in Space, and when you share, you help us to grow and reach many more people, because we have a voice, and you as well have a voice. Thank you so very much for your time. I love y'all.